Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning. You're very welcome to the show. And all the papers today are leading with the same story, the Conor McGregor rape case. And the Irish Times headline is "Jury in civil case finds McGregor raped woman in Dublin hotel." The Irish Daily Mirror is leading with "Justice. Jury finds UFC star did assault woman at hotel. Nikita urges victims, even if afraid, to speak up." The Star, "I got justice," and the strap there, "Conor did carry out violent attack on woman." The Irish Sun, "McGregor did rape Nikki. Brave hair colorist awarded $250,000, but MMA fighter vows to appeal." The Irish Daily Mail, "Defeated. McGregor did assault woman in hotel. Jury finds. Nikita says you can stand up for yourself no matter who the person is. Jury hears victim's partner attacked in their home." And the Irish Independent leads with a quote from Nikita Hand, "Speak up and keep fighting," said survivor of Conor McGregor attack. And we'll just stay with that story for a few minutes now. Cliona Sadlier is Executive Director of Rape Crisis Ireland, and she joins me on the line now. Good morning, Cliona.
Good morning.
Cliona, putting the whole Conor McGregor aspect of it aside for a minute, this feels like a very important case, is it?
I absolutely think it is. I think it's turned a corner for us, because it really tested how far we have come in terms of understanding consent, in terms of understanding how we peel back the victim blaming and misogynistic arguments that have really stood to undermine survivors for so very long. And you know, if you like, central to this, one side was arguing that, you know, the old arguments of if she got herself drunk, if she went back to his apartment, you know, those sort of questions. And the other side was nothing is consent except consent. And I think, and that's the side that won.
And the judge made actually very detailed, interesting and clear comments in his instruction to the jury around consent, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And exactly that, just really clarifying that something like, for example, submission does not constitute consent, and that risky behaviour by anyone doesn't mean that they're up for sex, or that sex can be assumed by anyone. And again, back to that question of the only thing that constitutes consent is actually consent. And that excuse making and blaming the victim for what somebody else has chosen to do to them when they're vulnerable, you know, that those arguments are now off the table.
Yeah, I was very struck by the two lines in the evidence she gave. One was, "I should have been looked after, I should have been taken home." And another was, she kept asserting that no matter what happened around this, "I know what happened in that room, and nothing else here takes away from what happened in that room." And look, Cliona, people have been struck very much by how brave Nikita Hand was to take this case, particularly against someone like this. This clearly took a massive toll on her. That was evident when she spoke outside the court yesterday evening. Let's hear some of what she had to say.
"Lastly, I want to thank my daughter, Freya, who I'm most grateful for. She has given me so much strength and courage over the last 6 years throughout this nightmare to keep on pushing forward for justice. I want to show Freya and every other girl and boy that you can stand up for yourself if something happens to you, no matter who the person is, and justice will be served. To all the victims of sexual assault, I hope my story is a reminder that no matter how afraid you might be, speak up, you have a voice, and keep on fighting for justice. I know this has impacted not only my life, my daughters, my family and friends tremendously, and it's something that I'll never forget for the rest of my life. But now that justice has been served, I can now try and move on and look forward to the future with my family and friends and daughter."
And again, Cliona, that is very clear and very powerful, isn't it? Nikita Hand's words there.
Absolutely. And she has 110% achieved that. And what Nikita will have, and what we will all have, thanks to Nikita, is that she did that. She stood up and she fought and she won and she had that determination. Her strength is what she will have for the rest of her life as well. You know, we tend to think of, you know, the impact of the trauma, but actually her response to it has been phenomenal in terms of her determination. And as you say, that self-belief where she was not swayed, and she held and she had the support around her, and she just held true to her vision and her mission there, you know, in terms of what she wanted to give to her daughter Freya and to all the other girls and boys as she's described there. Just incredible strength.
And was that mission, as you call it, Cliona, was that made more difficult by the fact that this case was heard in a civil court? She would have had, Nikita would have had a lot more protection if the case had been heard in a criminal court, right?
Absolutely. And you know, the first route that, you know, for Nikita was she did report to the guards, and the criminal sort of pathway was exhausted when the DPP didn't put it forward for a criminal prosecution. And then she took the decision to take it to a civil court. And what that means is, and this, you know, survivors are asking this question when they've been observing this case. It feels like, in many ways, you know, another version of the Belfast rape trial that's been played out in public like this. One of the key differences about civil and criminal is that in a criminal case in the Republic of Ireland, your anonymity will be protected as a survivor. You're a witness for the state's case. Once it's a civil case, it's now your case, and there's no protection for your anonymity. And on top of that, she would have made that choice with her eyes wide open, and she took that decision to put herself in the spotlight, and knowing just how public, how much public interest there would be given who Conor McGregor is. But the other part of it, and I just noted, you know, it's been said in the reports today, she sat for that last hearing when the verdict came in. She sat on the bench directly in front of Conor McGregor. They were in that close proximity. In a criminal case, the state is going to be protecting their witness from any possibility of coercion or intimidation or fear. So that type of protection, if you like, that would, you know, you wouldn't expect to see or having to sit in that proximity to the accused in that way.
Okay, and look, I just to be very clear, that in that Belfast case, the defendants were found not guilty. We're not making any comparisons on that.
No. The public discourse, and because of course in Northern Ireland, the anonymity is not protected.
Okay,
so sorry, just a point around on anonymity.
Yeah. Listen, Cliona, this is a huge question, really, and I mean, I don't expect you to have all the answer to it, but is there something wrong in our culture that this man continues to be a role model to young men?
Well, I think some of the, you know, that the, and this is of course much broader than Conor McGregor himself, but you know, I think the short answer is yes, but I think also we have to be careful not to over exaggerate it, and in fact one might say that a culture where we sort of we put people on pedestals, where it's about entitlement, where really power, you know, that there's where power gets to have access to women's bodies, and women are objects, and sex is a prize, you know, those types of if you like tropes out there that are very much influenced by sort of a pornographied society, kind of, and sometimes people use the term hyper-masculinized. You know, I think that had its day in court as well, and it lost, you know. So I think we need to remind ourselves that you know, any sense that this is an accepted way, and that there is impunity, you know, that got tested yesterday, and the answer was no, there is justice to be had here. And Nikita put that up to Conor McGregor, and she put it up to that those presumptions as well that underlie that really unhelpful and deeply misogynistic culture.
Okay. Cliona Sadlier, Executive Director of Rape Crisis Ireland, thank you very much. We'll take a break.